In response to provocative remarks by some American Zionist officials suggesting the Libya model for Iran, the Islamic Republic has firmly rejected such rhetoric, reiterating that Iran will never halt its uranium enrichment under any circumstances. Emphasizing the indigenous and entirely peaceful nature of its nuclear program, Iranian officials insist that the only path to a viable agreement is through respectful and balanced negotiations, not pressure or threats. The United States has adopted a dual approach in its dealing with Iran. While presenting a positive outlook on negotiations, it has continued to make threats and repeat demands rooted in its failed maximum pressure policy. These contradictory moves have raised doubts about the possibility of reaching a new agreement. Trump's special envoy for West Asia has stated that the United States seeks a diplomatic solution and has even sent a letter to Iran's supreme leader. However, he insisted that uranium enrichment is a red line and must be fully abandoned by Iran. U.S. Secretary of State Mark Rubio and many Republican lawmakers have echoed this demand, arguing that Iran does not need enrichment for peaceful energy purposes. Trump also claimed that Iran, with its abundant oil reserves, does not require nuclear energy. These remarks, along with increased influence from Israeli lobbying groups, have negatively affected the negotiation environment. The delay in resuming the fifth round of talks is attributed to Iran's deepening distrust toward Washington. Observers say the United States is pushing for a Libya-style agreement in which the Libyan government dismantled its nuclear program under Western pressure. However, that move did not lead to the lifting of sanctions or lasting peace. Instead, Libya descended into civil war, and its experience has since been viewed as a warning against trusting Western promises. Iranian officials argue that such a scenario is not possible in their case. Unlike Libya, Iran's strategic decisions rely on internal consensus and national support due to its republican system. Iran also has considerable political and military influence in the region, making it a key player in West Asia. This means Iran will not abandon its strategic achievements based on vague promises. Moreover, Iran's nuclear program is indigenous and built through domestic scientific capabilities. This makes dismantling it highly difficult and allows Iran to quickly restore its capabilities if necessary. Unlike Libya, whose program was in earlier stages and dependent on foreign support, Iran's program is well developed and reversible. Despite Western media campaigns, Iran maintains that its nuclear program is peaceful and within the framework of the Non-Proliferation Treaty. Recent diplomatic efforts by regional and international powers, including Arab states, Russia, and China, to mediate between Iran and the United States suggest that Tehran is not viewed as a threat. Instead, many of these countries seek escalation and regional stability through dialogue with Iran. Based on these realities, Iran rejects the idea of giving up its legal right to enrichment. Iranian officials argue that pressure and threats will not lead to a deal, and that only respectful negotiations based on mutual understanding can produce a lasting agreement.